figure out what kind of art gallery is this.
Hello and welcome to this Miracle podcast from Serpentine Galleries, part of a series of audio explorations on the subject of miracles that we'll be bringing to you one per week, including audio dramas, live musical performances, poetry and discussions. All of the material in this series was originally recorded at or produced for the Serpentine's Miracle Marathon Festival 2016. I'm Tabitha Thorley-Bangura and here with me is Lucia Pietraristi, Public Programmes Curator at the Serpentine. Today's miracle is from Banu Kapil, a British Indian poet who lives in Colorado, where she teaches at Naropa University. She's the author of 5 full-length collections. This piece is called 6 Notes for the Miracle: Bodies, Oranges, Voices, Water, Love and Blood, and features Foley sound from Sue and Matt Harding. It was recorded live on October 9th at Second Home in East London during the Serpentine's Miracle Marathon.
It was an incredibly moving piece, wasn't it? You and I think, were sitting behind Banu as the text was read, and we had to our right the Foley artists making sound with anything really, from a potted plant to a tea towel, to some water and so many other objects. So it really made me think about the miracle of poetry on the one hand, but also the magic of Foley.
Yeah, it was quite incredible seeing these sort of abstract objects being turned into very dramatic piece.
And I think it's safe to say that the last line broke my heart.
Close your eyes. Relax the flesh around your eyes. Relax your jaw. Whether you are here in Second Home or listening to these words in another place or time, close your eyes. Now bring the night sky with its orange, violet, and black clouds and stars and milk and galaxies, its 10,000 suns, right through the ceiling or roof of the space you are in right now. Very quickly, without thinking, bring to mind a star. Open a seam in the night air, the air of this room, and see before you and slightly above you a star. Can you see it? See it now. And if you can, in your own way, I'd like you to draw a line from the star to your own body. Your heart, the bone above your heart, or the place where your heart might be. And as you draw this imaginary line, I'd like you to notice that the star brightens. It opens even more. It emits a beam or ray. Notice the color of this beam or ray of light, and receive it now. From another place, behind the sun, through the bone, above your heart, into you. And now it's time to open your eyes. And now we can begin. 6 notes for the miracle: bodies, oranges, voices, water, love, and blood. Last week in New York, just as it began to rain, and partly to frighten my son, who watches Game of Thrones like the professional, cardigan-wearing, cynical 15-year-old boy that he is, my mother told the limited story of her great-aunt Durga, who died and was placed on the floor in a shrine or makeshift coffin of flowers. For 2 days, the mourners packed her sides with marigolds, roses, and the extreme Carnatic poetry of that place and time. On the 3rd day, her big toe moved. She came back to life. She said, "Dharamraj said, 'Why have you brought her here? Send her back. I want the other Durga.' At that point," said Durga, she fell through the window and was back in the room. In those 3 days, she had crossed a river of blood, then a second river of pinkish red or ochre water, to arrive at the gates of a place that was filled with light. That was where Dharam Raj was seated, a bright hell. The day that Durga came back to life, a second Durga, who also lived in the village, fell ill and died. A true story, said my mother. I saw it with my own eyes. The wails and cries could be heard throughout the countryside and all the way to the nearest town. What is the etymology of secretion? I have begun to think about the miracle, how a body secretes a healing oil, or the skin closes up over a wound. From secretion, secret, a moving apart. Though what in one culture is a miracle is a definition of an exorcism in another. Integumentary, rich with loss, the cells and their milk. The day and the bride. The story of the oranges, brought as a gift to the girl, the bride-to-be who was possessed in the village. And how, when an orange was placed on her stomach at midnight, blood began to pour from her belly button. The skin moved apart, then stopped. It closed over. The painting on the wall tilted sideways. The nail and the paper and the water and the paint and the bed moved apart from each other, then stopped. The room stopped shaking. The next day, a doctor came to string a knife above the bed. But she died. The girl died. She was a bride. She was, my mother said, a child herself when she saw this scene, 10 years old. Three. A puff of diesel fumes on an orbital road. The country outside London, with its old parks and labyrinths of rhododendron or azalea. Futile and tropical pinks in a near constant downpour of green, black, and silver rain. In the forest surrounding London, a light ice falls through the trees. Like glitter. A snake, aspen-coloured, bright yellow with green stripes, slips through the bracken, its pink eyes open and black diamond-shaped irises blinking on then off. In frozen time, ancient beings emerge with the force of reptiles. In the forest, time and weather are so mixed up. A trope of bedtime stories, bottom-up processing, need. I need the snake to stop the news. This is the news. A girl's body is dressed and set, still yet trembling, upon a rise in the forest. There are stars. Now it's night. Time is coming on hard. The snake slips over her leg, her brown ankle. She's wearing shoes, maroon patent leather shoes, with a low heel and three slim buckles, but no socks. Whoever dressed her was in a hurry. Imagine the scene. A forest outside of London, 10 p.m. An April snowfall, the ground still coppery, gold. A snake has escaped from time. A water box, a shelf. Volatile, starving, its senses a parallel self. The girl's body emitting a solar heat, absorbed in the course of a lifetime, but now discharging, pushing off. Without thought, below thought, it moves towards her through the rusted trees. Four. In my cupped hands, I held a vegetal structure, bulky with dried marigolds and tiny pink roses, knotted with red cotton thread. I lit the oily wick and set it in the wave. The bands of orange and gold light the little boat made were imperceptible to anyone but me. No, that's never true in a communal space. That day, on either side of me, were two families dressed in white, releasing ash into the water as they sang. Nobody looked at me. I looked like them. Then the mourners smashed their urns upon the steps. Mid-air, above the gut, ochre shards began to stream upwards from the bank. They reversed themselves to make an urn. Fire and water flowed from each cracked point. This image knew no bounds. Red then white, white then red, then black. Five. The culture of the miracle is blood rich. Six. I study the miracle to study the skin. I study the skin to study the blood. I study the blood to study its reversal, its capacity to self-determine, the contradiction of blood loss itself. The miracle brings hope when someone is sick or approaching the end of a long sickness. The miracle imagines the flow of molecules through a biology, a body, an outline, a form. Particulate, the orange light, streams around and over the neuroscientist R.K. Ramachandran when I glance right towards him in San Diego on a chilly November afternoon. All this time, though one of the panelists, he's been sitting in the audience, his arms crossed. But then up he comes to the stage to present his panel talk on the allele, Rimbaud, color and language combinations. I mention this, the orange light, when we get to the Q&A. But he says, there must be something wrong with your eyes. Something like this. Is there a recording of the event? The miracle for one person is a delusion for another. The miracle for one person is what the body emits or stains. The miracle feels related to childhood or even adolescence in this sense. It shares a territory with poetry and with ancestral or communal ways of organizing the group so that the older people would be with the younger people. I want to create a space in which this is possible. I love you. Please don't die.
Thank you for listening to this Miracle podcast. For more Serpentine Radio podcasts, please visit radio.serpentinegalleries.org.